Hello and welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone. New York City is the country's theater capital, of course, and millions of people from around the globe patronize Broadway, off-Broadway, and off-off-Broadway theaters every year. Touring companies perform in cities and towns all over the U.S. But what about school kids who may not have the opportunity to go to see live theater and have that enriching experience? Well, back in 1982, Michael Presser wanted to address that question and founded Inside Broadway, a not-for-profit theater company providing Broadway entertainment to over 30,000 kids in 85 schools within the five boroughs of New York City. And coming up at the end of this month, 3,000 New York City public school kids will be attending a program. And here's some songs from the musical theater sensation Wicked. Hey, Michael, welcome to America Weekend.
Thanks. Nice to be here.
You know, as I read this and mention it, the numbers are simply staggering. In 34 years, the program has been experienced by literally millions of school kids.
Yeah, we've had wonderful success and great response from schools, administrators, parents, children as well. So yeah, the numbers pile up.
You know, it's really an enormous undertaking. So if you can, take me back all those years and tell me why Inside Broadway was important for you to create.
Well, in 1982, I was approached by the Schubert Organization about the possibility of creating a student ticket program with the Broadway musical Cats, which was just about to open in New York at that time from London. And the basic idea that developed was to provide a block of tickets to the Wednesday matinee performance of Cats for each week for a different New York City public school. Now, remarkably and fantastically, the commitment by Schubert and the Cats company lasted the entire length of the run of Cats here in New York, which was 18 and a half years. Mm-hmm. So over that particular period of time, thousands of children got their first taste of a Broadway show, and were able to visit the Winter Garden and to see a performance of Cats. Now, 18 and a half years later, when Cats was, and incidentally, over the course of that 18 and a half years, many, many, many other Broadway shows also participated in the program. And I think we estimated, and it was a little hard to get an actual figure on this, but I think we estimated over 750,000 tickets were passed out over that particular period. So not only Cats, but Phantom of the Opera and Les Miserables and Miss Saigon and many, many, many other shows that appeared here in New York on Broadway during that period, children were going to it. Dreamgirls, as a matter of fact, another wonderful show that participated in the program. But to this day, I still meet teachers who tell me that when they were students, they went to see Cats through our program. So it's been a really long history for Inside Broadway. But with closing of Cats after that 18 and a half year, and Cats, incidentally, at that point was the longest running Broadway show.
I mean, sure.
It was unheard of that a show would run that long a period of time. But we decided that it was time to move from just a ticket program to a program that would actually work with schools and with the Broadway industry in terms of really developing arts and education type of programming. And we developed from that point, and I'll just briefly mention, our Artists in the Schools workshop program, which we called Build a Musical, our Creating the Magic program, which we're doing with the cast of Wicked and next week, as a matter of fact. We also developed our first touring productions, because every year we have a equity acting company that we produce that produces a bridge version of one of the classic Broadway musicals that tours throughout the city schools each year. Now, we just finished the tour for this year last week. This year's show was the Duke Ellington Sophisticated Ladies. And I believe it may have played for close to 10,000 children over the course of about 2.5 months of touring. So we have a rather extensive program, but all of that grew out of the Cats program back in 1982.
Wow, it's really an extensive program, and so many people have been affected. And I'd love to know what kind of impact you've experienced on school kids? Maybe you've run into somebody, as you mentioned, you know, you've seen people who have gone and teachers and school kids, but have you a story that stands out in your mind about somebody that was really impacted by this program?
I think one of the wonderful things about children interacting with the arts, whether it's Broadway or whether it's music or dance, you know, or visual arts as well, is that there's a wonderful curiosity by kids about how you do this kind of stuff. How do you become an actor? How do you get to Broadway type of thing? And I think that what we try to stress in all of our programs is that there is a great deal of training that is involved that you need to have. You need to have an education. You need to have training in the particular art form that you're interested in. You have to have various levels of experience before you rise up to the Broadway stage and so forth. So the emphasis in almost all of our activities is on theater, not only as a form of entertainment, but theater as a occupation, theater as a career that requires training and education in order to do it. Now, we have over the years come across many students that have come through the program, gone on to develop careers as directors, choreographers, press agents, general managers of shows, because, you know, there are many jobs involved in professional theater. It's not just the actors on the stage. So it's been rather rewarding in that respect. But I think it's even more rewarding when you think about the development of an audience for theater in America, because we now live in a society, in a world, actually, in which every form of entertainment now is reproduced. Mm-hmm. In other words, whether it's radio, whether it's motion pictures, television, records, so forth and so on. But the live experience of theater and the live experience of music is only something that you get when you go into the theater, you see. And it's a very special experience. And I think developing audiences and developing a taste in the audience and understanding to be sophisticated enough to attend a Broadway, not only a Broadway show, but a play or a concert, is something that has to be developed in children from a very young age. So that's kind of what our mission is. That's kind of what we have been working on these last 34 years. And I think we see that. We see that as the audiences are beginning to grow and develop an interest in attending live theater.
Broadway is now a larger scale idea. It's infiltrated television and films, and people across the United States are very well aware of Broadway shows. Next week, you have 3,000 kids coming to see Inside the Magic at Wicked, and they'll have that opportunity to learn about what goes on behind the scenes and hear a couple of numbers from the show. And I'm sure a lot of these kids have never seen this before.
I think a lot of them have never been in a Broadway theater, so that alone is a wonderful opportunity. I mean, the whole concept of creating the magic is really to show the students what goes on backstage at a Broadway show, because, you know, a lot of kids. They just have the idea that, you know, the actors appear on the stage and we turn the lights on and then there's a play. Okay, well, there's a lot more to it than that. And furthermore, the actors are just the tip of the iceberg, because there's a whole army of people who are working to support the actor on the stage. There are technicians, there are lighting people, there are stage hands, there are stage managers, costumers, musicians, a whole team of people that contribute to making the magic of Broadway possible. And that's what we show in our Creating the Magic program. Next week, it's Wicked. It's been running on Broadway for easily 10 years, maybe more.
More, yeah.
And it has a fabulous production, which involves a lot of the very interesting technology that is being used in theater today. I mean, theater has now become very, very automated and very technologically oriented. You know, I can remember back with Cats, it used to take the stagehands a good hour before the show to check all the lights to make sure that there weren't any bulbs that were burnt out or that they were misfocused or something like that. Today, a stage manager can call a cue into the light man, and he'll punch it into the computer, and they can run 700 lights within 30 seconds or so. So technology has had an incredible impact upon the way theater is produced and presented today.
It's promising to be an amazing event. Michael Presser, executive director and founder of the fabulous Inside Broadway program in New York City. Thanks, Michael, for being with us.
Thank you.
I'm Valerie Smaldone, and this is America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Is your young child refusing to go to school? This can be a challenging problem. Here's the developmental science of it. Formerly called school phobic, today these children are more appropriately called school refusers. About 5% of all children referred to clinics. These children will do everything to avoid school, from nervousness to tantrums to headaches to intense anxiety. This kid will tax even the best parent. Bribes, threats, and pressures do not work. What's the cheap psychological trick? Get the kid back in school as quickly as you can. Do not give in. And while teachers are adept at helping parents solve this problem, some professional assistance may be in order. The school refuser will push every button a parent has. You may want to give in, but resist this temptation. Get help. Got a parenting question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Sarah has been a professional babysitter for years, so people were shocked when she was arrested for being drunk while babysitting. Apparently, the oldest of six kids she was watching called the police one night and made the report. Sarah is over 21 years old, so what would be the actual charges against her? The final verdict after this.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Order in the court.
Sarah was charged with six counts of endangering the welfare of a child, serious offenses, and obviously the end of her babysitting career. And that's the final verdict.